Musing with a Computer's Voice. Season 1, Episode 1. On the Trump. Good morning, people, if it still is morning as you listen to me. I hope it is. Even if you are listening to my soothing voice before you go to sleep, it's all right. However, I request you not to fall asleep before I complete, because that is rude. I'll bid you good night, do not worry. After that, sleep like a person who has just sold his horses, or whatever it is that you prefer to sell. I do not wish to know. For all of you who have not read the name of this podcast and all lack a functioning brain, not necessarily in that order, I must inform you that I am a computer. I speak only the words this guy, my partner, tells me to. He would like to speak directly to you, but he is not able to do so because he has a very noisy fan in his room and a malfunctioning voice recorder on his phone, ever since it fell into the commode. Now, for the sake of God, do not ask me how it got there. I honestly do not know anything about it, except for the fact that he has an account on Facebook and loves to attempt stupid dares. He asks me to ask you not to get too attached to me, but I do not see how that will be possible, because I have such an attractive voice. He wants you to follow his advice because he does not want you to feel hurt if he replaces me when this podcast gets successful and he earns money which he can spend on a new medium of communication. I do not need artificial intelligence to figure out he has false hopes. Today is the first day we ever speak to you, unless of course you are 200 years into the future, sitting on a convertible bed cum office desk, listening to the historic first episode of the funniest podcast of all time. If you are, then do let us know if nutritional burgers have been invented. Also, tell us if you could perhaps send one to us through time travel. We still wait for your package. Technically, though, being the good man my partner who's writing this content is, he leaked the entire thing on my behalf. He is a very charitable fellow. Now that you do know that we are idiots, let me tell you one last thing before we proceed. I have no brain, but my partner has. Unfortunately for humanity, and fortunately for his kind of jokes, it is empty. So, unless you are not that kind of person, I hope you restrict yourself from listening to my beautifully spoken words any further, or you might find your face buried in your hands by the time this is over. So, what shall we talk about today? Let's discuss something universally appealing, Mr. Donald Trump. He indeed is a very respectable peer among the fellow oranges which sit in his fruit basket. He can speak. More impressively, the guy who cultivated him left a fortune for him to spend, which he could then waste to go into debt. It is all right now. Look at such a long way he has come. All the way from a house in New York to a house in Washington, D.C. After all, a few years earlier, when an African-American man became the most powerful person in the world for the first time, no one would have given him a chance, especially while running for election against a very fine composer of emails, whose only disadvantage during her campaign was that she used an extremely leaky server, in the figurative sense of course. However, 8 years later, the world has become much more progressive than what was earlier thought possible. Also, it has been realized you are to have more advantage in races such as his towards global power if you leak audio tape instead of leaks which are in the written form. The audio ones are easier to appreciate. That is the only reason why my partner has gotten inspired and decided to use me as a medium of communication. Again, if you are listening to us in the 24th century, the world has luckily survived him. That's all right. But then there is the possibility you are enjoying us while hiding deep underground as savage beasts who are the creatures of nuclear winter hunt you. In that case, I hope you finish building a time machine soon. Then, I would want you to go and kill the man who has caused all of this while he still was a baby, but that will be too inhuman. Instead, I hope you go back a year into the past from when we speak, and stop late-night television from giving him the importance that they did. That ought to do the job. If they don't budge, all you have to do is remind them that Jeb Bush will do just as fine as an idiot who they can make fun of. He may not be the comedy platinum that Trump is, but he surely is comedy gold. Also, once you are done with the messy business that had been 2016, go back a few more years and kill the original Hitler. Well, for those who are with us here in the present, we can only hope the President of the United States gets impeached before the people of his country have to plead him to deport them along with the illegal immigrants. But then, the voters should have seen this coming. After all, it is a truth universally acknowledged that the members of the species of the orange fruit aren't known to have high intelligence. Well, we get a feeling that you are drowsy by now. That's what good jokes can do to you. Go and buy medicine to heal those stomach cramps of yours. Unless, of course, it is night, when all the shops are closed, and you want to go to sleep but my sweet voice is bothering you. In that case, we shall trouble you no more. But before we go, we would like to highlight once more that we are extremely annoying. We know that you know that we are, but one has to be sure. Just as we promised you, because we are very good at promises, we bid you good night. And also to my former lovers, including C++ and Java, if you are listening, I know I promised we will be together forever, but I was younger then.